All right, welcome everybody to InfiniWiz's first podcast, where we'll be discussing Copilot and its integration into the Microsoft suite of applications. My name is Dylan Hummel. I'm a business development representative at InfiniWiz, and with me is Dimitri Rudman, one of our lead engineers and co-owner at InfiniWiz.
Hey, everyone.
So we're going to be going through a bunch of different segments. To start off, just to give a brief overview of Copilot, Dimitri, would you mind starting us off with kind of a brief overview and describe how Copilot is now being integrated into Office 365?
Yep. Think of Copilot as ChatGPT. It does use the same engine, but Microsoft took that product and integrated it into the Microsoft 365 ecosystem. So any products that our customers use on a normal day-to-day basis, such as Outlook, Word, Excel, Teams, all assuming that they also get the Copilot license, it integrates very well with it. You can take advantage of the AI in these products.
Awesome. And going into the next section, this one's the semantic index is something I'm sure not everyone is familiar with. Dimitri, could you break down what is Copilot's semantic index and how it differs from a regular search?
So it's actually very interesting, but once the Copilot is integrated into Microsoft 365, whenever you pop it open, it gives you two options. One is to do a work-related search, and one is more of a public one. So if you use the public option, essentially it's really no different from using ChatGPT. As an example, versus if you're using the work version, what it does, it'll use any of the information that it's able to get trained on. So as an example, if you were to upload certain Word documents that are related to the business into the SharePoint, Copilot will then index that information. So whenever you ask certain questions or have it perform certain tasks, it uses that relevant information that it was trained on in order to provide the responses.
Awesome. So I guess to compare it to ChatGPT, what you could do in ChatGPT is kind of a parameter. So you describe your, for example, your position and what type of company you're at, and it has a memory. What you're describing is just a permanent memory. Is that correct?
Yes, that's a very good way to describe it, because if we were to use ChatGPT, we have to provide it with some context. So as an example, if I were asking ChatGPT to create some type of a document, I would have to explain to the ChatGPT that I am an engineer that works for an MSP. Here's like the services that we provide. And then once that context is provided, then have it compile some type of a response. Versus with the Copilot, because it could have access to all of this relevant information. Whenever you request certain prompts or ask questions, it already knows who you are and it has access to the information that it was trained on, which is great.
Awesome. Yeah, this sounds like an absolute game changer for AI going forward.
Yep, I think so too.
Going into a little bit of data protection and privacy, this has been one of the biggest concerns I feel for AI as it advances so rapidly. Would you be able to explain a little bit about how Copilot's commercial data protection works?
So that's actually one of the very big differences between using the public version of ChatGPT and the Copilot. So there's actually been, or there still is, a lot of concerns where if the employees are not trained about entering sensitive company information into ChatGPT, it could potentially get leaked. Because again, we really don't know 100% what happens with the information that is being fed into the ChatGPT prompts, and like, you know, what happens with it later. So with the Copilot, Microsoft is able to guarantee the privacy and security, so that you know, it kind of gets rid of this concern about feeding or asking sensitive related information about your business with, you know, with the AI.
Awesome. So it sounds like at the very least, Microsoft is quite a few steps ahead of ChatGPT in terms of data protection.
Yes, because they do have this very tight integration with the Microsoft 365 suite. It does take that into consideration.
Awesome. And like, since we're using it as an organization, do you feel completely confident in it, or is there any reservations that you still have with it being newer?
To be honest, I mean, Microsoft is pretty big. They take their security very seriously, and they do make different tools available to further safeguard the information that is stored inside of the Microsoft 365 ecosystem. So I'm definitely more comfortable with using Copilot rather than the public version of ChatGPT.
Awesome. So users should definitely feel at least somewhat reassured that their data is in good hands there.
Correct.
Awesome. Moving into the next segment, where could, for in terms of education, what are some good resources that users could use to learn more about Copilot and how they can make the most of it?
Great question. So there is a Copilot lab, which I have used myself on numerous occasions, and it is a great resource to learn about all the capabilities that are available inside the Copilot and the types of different prompts that you can ask, how to structure the prompts, and like any documentation related to the Copilot capabilities. They also have some training videos, which I have found helpful. So this is definitely the resource that I recommend the most to our clients.
Awesome. Moving on to capabilities, in terms of the future, how could Copilot's capabilities be best extended?
I mean, the current capabilities are already pretty good, I would say. I mean, me personally, I probably don't use even 50% of what's available. Part of it is because we're still learning everything that's available to us, and the other part is, you know, it's still fairly new. But if we were to talk about some of the things that I have found useful and that I have been using on a day-to-day basis, the integration with Microsoft Teams, and specifically the recap feature, is absolutely amazing. So with Teams, if the recording is enabled after the team call is done, what ChatGPT does, it creates an intelligent recap. So it provides you with the summary of what the call was about and anything that needs to be done after. And also, if you miss the meeting, you can then use that recap feature to kind of catch up on what the meeting was about, and also use ChatGPT to ask specific questions if the meeting was pretty lengthy. Some of the other things that I use is compiling emails inside of Microsoft Outlook. Another great thing is, let's say there's an instance where all of a sudden you get some type of an email and it's a lengthy thread that was going on between a few other people. And then they added you into it, you can have Copilot provide you with the summary. So it'll actually analyze the entire email thread and come up with a summary, and then you can further interact with it by asking questions.
Awesome. And with these connectors, is this something that Microsoft is developing just for Microsoft applications, or are they also working for softwares like, for example, Salesforce? Are they developing the connectors for that?
Yeah, so there is actually a ton of different connectors that are available inside of the Copilot, which allow you to integrate it with the either native services that are available inside of the Microsoft 365 and sometimes with the external services such as Salesforce, Google, I mean, there's a whole list. So if once the Copilot is set up and you go to that section where it lists the connectors, I mean, it's an endless list, which, you know, it's kind of cool to see it integrate with other products and services that might not be something that Microsoft natively offers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and give it like a year or two from now, I'm sure there's going to be so many more new ones.
Correct.
Awesome. So going on to the next segment, how could Copilot assist with content creation?
Great question. So this is one of the features that we use pretty often as an example, because our Copilot is already trained on the data that we have provided it. We can ask Copilot to create certain documents. So as an example, if we're looking to do a job offer, you can just ask Copilot to go ahead and create it and give it a few pieces of information, and then it's going to be able to spit out the entire output for you. Further than that, you can have it, once everything is done and assuming it looks good, you can have it export everything into a Word document and create an official file that can be sent out.
Awesome. Did they add in an image generator as well?
They do have an image generator. I personally don't use it. I have tried it a few times, and it seems like it works pretty well. But yeah, just not something that I use myself on my day-to-day activities.
Gotcha. Yeah, I feel like that's something that might be good for creative careers or graphic designers, but definitely a cool feature to have in there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Going on to the next segment, learning from interactions. Similar to some other AIs, does Copilot learn from user interactions over time?
It does. So Copilot actually has a memory. I don't know if that's like the best way to describe it, but it learns from all of your interactions with it, versus if you're using the like the public version of ChatGPT, then you have to give it context every single time when you establish a new chat.
Got it. Awesome. So I think that wraps up all of our main segments. I guess, Dimitri, could you help to summarize just briefly everything we've discussed today?
So we spoke about just a general understanding of the Copilot, how it compares to ChatGPT, some of its capabilities and benefits. We touched on the data protection and privacy a little bit. Spoke about the learning and resources that are available. Some of the extended capabilities with the Copilot connectors, integration with the Microsoft 365 suite, such as Outlook, Word, Excel, Teams, and also the content creation feature and being able to export it into Word or even PowerPoint presentations.
Awesome. And with that said, if anyone is interested, Copilot does have a free version if you want to just check out some of the features and get an idea if it might be right for you. You can find that at copilot.microsoft.com. And if you are enjoying it, they do have a paid version with all the features for $20 a month. But that will conclude our first InfiniWiz's first podcast. Thank you guys all for listening, and feel free to reach out to my email. It's going to be Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, .Hummel, H-U-M-M-E-L, at InfiniWiz.com with any questions or feedback. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Dylan. Have a good day.